Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever time it may be. Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 27 of Positivity Spartans. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm joined today with Marcellus Majestic James, as always, and a special guest, Renee Brown, a good friend of Marcellus's. This is your boy, Isaiah Hubbard. How y'all doing today, everybody? Renee and Marcellus, what's going on with y'all?
Doing good. How are you?
Living life lovely. The three L's. Living life lovely. So, Renee, you know, you're a good friend of Marcellus's. How about you just give us a little intro so the people know, who we're talking to?
Yes. Hey, everybody. I am Renee. I met Marcellus when we both were stationed in Germany. I am Air Force, been in about 14 and a half years, got a little bit more time left, but just trying to enjoy the rest of it, travel as much as I can.
Absolutely. And you said the key word there, because that's today's topic. We're going to be talking about the places we've been. Marcellus, mac and cheese, Machiavelli. What's up, my brother? How you living today?
I'm good, man. It's Tuesday. It feels like Thursday.
Man, yo, I was thinking the same thing earlier. I was like, man, today does not feel like a Tuesday. Even though I had tacos, you know what I mean? It didn't feel like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Another week. Like more grinding. Trying to get through.
Yeah, I feel that, my brother. I feel that. Anything anything big going on this week?
Well, last weekend I took my GRE practice.
Yes, sir.
So that was pretty interesting, but I scored good enough to pass for the program I want to do. So
nice. Hey, man, an inch for a mile, passing is passing, brother. Congrats.
Yes, sir.
Right.
How about you, Renee? How was your weekend?
My weekend was, I didn't really do much. I just relaxed, honestly. It was nice. Nice to just unwind. Yeah. Not have anything to do.
Those are truly the best weekends. I mean, it's like
it is.
You can wake up, you know, you're on your own time. If you want to get out and do something,
I don't have anything to do today. I'm going to lay on the couch for a little bit.
Let me watch two series in full.
Yeah, right.
Look, I started watching Legends of Korra on Netflix. I might end up binge watching. I might be done with that before the week's over. Yeah, days we ain't got to do anything. Sometimes I get nervous, like, oh, wait, did I forget to do something? Check my calendar a few times. That's good. Oh man, my weekend was great, bro. I went and visited my homeboy in Dallas. You know, me and my nephew was back in town, so we went go-kart racing and whatnot, busting him up a little bit. So it was a pretty good weekend, man. Watched that new Shia LaBeouf movie. It's not even really his movie, but he's in it, The Tax Collector.
I haven't
watched that yet.
Yeah, Mexican Shia LaBeouf might be my favorite Shia LaBeouf. Like, he had it down. Do any of you guys watch Queen of the South?
No, I haven't watched that yet.
Oh man, he it's a good show. Another good one on Netflix. It's up there with like Power and them. It's a pretty good show. But he reminded me of like a skinny version of Pote, one of the characters on there. Just his accent and everything. He got that one down pat. Mm. That was pretty cool.
I'll check it out.
On Black Shia LaBeouf.
No, no.
He said Black Shia. You're funny, man. But another movie I watched was The Outpost. It's an army movie. Pretty cool. Based in Afghanistan. It's a true story about an actual post in Afghanistan. It's a pretty crazy. I didn't get to finish it, man, because I can't really watch movies like that in whole. I gotta watch those in portions. Military movies, man, I just can't do them. Anyway, real good movie, man, and it got me to thinking, like, damn, my times in Afghanistan, they were pretty cool. I mean, there were some scary times, but there was also some pretty awesome times while I was over there. And you know, I just wanted to talk to people about, you know, traveling, because a lot of people don't have the luxury of traveling. But you know, us three being in the military, you know, we've had that luxury. And how many do y'all know off the top of your head how many places you guys have been?
Oh my goodness.
Counting the US, I've been to 17 countries.
17 countries. Nice. Shit.
Yeah, I think you got me beat, right?
I know. I'm like, probably around 20. Probably.
Around 20? Jeez. Yeah. See, I haven't gotten the luxury of like traveling abroad as leisure. everything was deployment for me. Oh. Yeah, so I gotta get over there and travel luxuriously overseas. But I've been all over the US though, and into several countries over there. Like I've been to Afghanistan.
Okay.
I haven't been there.
Yeah.
I went to Kuwait.
Romania, Kuwait. Oh my goodness, yeah. Kuwait was beautiful.
I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get to go to the mall out there?
I did. Oh my goodness.
Look, listen, for anybody who is listening right here, if you know Lebanon, Pennsylvania, that mall is as big as Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's literally a small city.
It's crazy. We split up in groups and I was like, why did we do this? Like, we gave each other a time limit, like, oh, we'll meet back up in like 2 hours. Yeah, that definitely didn't happen. It was crazy.
Now I'm glad that worked out, because I didn't know if we'd have like any area that any of us had been to. So what was your experience like in Kuwait? Just so I can like kind of bounce it off of mine. Where were you exactly?
I was where was I stationed? Ali Asaleen.
Okay.
Was where I was deployed. Honestly, that was my first and only deployment I've had so far, and gotcha. it was cake. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. We had a pool. It was beautiful. It wasn't bad. We traveled out to I can't remember the army base out there.
Erevan?
Yes.
Yes.
Went to Erevan. And for once I was shocked, because you know, usually the joke is Air Force has the better facility than Army. Right. But Erevan, y'all BX was amazing. It was great. It was great. We did get to go off base a few times. So we did, you know, take tours of the city, went to the mall. Once or twice, and I loved it. It was great. That's hot. Awesome. Jesus, it was
super hot. Oh my goodness. Look, so you're in Texas, right? So I tell people all the time, they're like, yo, it's hot. I don't understand how it could be any hotter. I was like, yo, you've never been to Kuwait.
No. Oh my God.
It's like being in a sauna all the time.
All day. And then the dust storm. I'm just like, why? Why is this a thing? Like,
my first dust storm was crazy, because like I said, so I was in Erevan, and yes, it was cake. It was a vacation, and so it was my second deployment. So the first half I was in Afghanistan, and then we got remission to Kuwait, Erevan. Okay. So we were out there, and the first time I had seen a sandstorm, like I was like just stuck in my tracks. Like I had on my iPro and everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was headed to my barracks and everything. And I was like, I seen it and the wall just moving. I was just stuck. I just let it like overcome, because I couldn't do anything. I was like, well, I mean, I'm stuck now. So, but it was so crazy. It was like that scene from The Mummy.
Yes. That is very true.
Where his face is in the sand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Did you get to ride a camel?
I did not. I missed out.
Me too. I'm kind of upset, because I kind of wanted to have that experience. You know what I mean? Just to say I've ridden a camel, but there's
there's
tons of them out there.
Yeah, they would go outside the gate, because when I was there, we worked with the foreign nationals. So when we were there, my troops, they would go out, meet with them, and like every time they would go outside the gate, there were camels. So they'd feed them. But every time I went, camels were nowhere to be found. So it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe it's me.
Right. And it's crazy how like that's just like if you walked into a camel in America, you'd be like, oh shit, like you'd start panicking. But like over there, it's so natural and normal. Oh, it's like seeing a stray cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like when I was in Djibouti, we used to like leave base, whatever. And we went to this one area, it's like 3 hours away. You gotta take this long drive. And the camels were just roaming around the streets. And like one of them walked across the road and looked at us like we was crazy.
Right. You was in his way.
Yeah, he like, what y'all doing? I'm trying to cross.
Joe Campbell was trying to get across the street.
Mind you, we're gunning. Like we're doing like 70 miles per hour coming down this road. And he just like doo 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 doo. We had to hit on the brakes,
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all, man. I didn't know Djibouti was a real place. Like, so I was, I was introduced to Djibouti. My first deployment in Afghanistan, we used to play Xbox in our battalion building on Saturday nights. Mm-hmm. So my man's gamer tag was Djibouti, and I was like, oh, that's a good one, that's a funny one. And then here I am watching AFN News the next day, and they're like, the weather in Djibouti is like it. I was like, oh shit. Like,
what?
I didn't know it existed until I was ready to play. So
yeah, man, it tripped me up.
I'm on the same boat.
You had a good time there, Marcellus. I saw your post.
Oh my god, it was like I had more fun there than I'm having here. Like, it was the MWR there was amazing. So that's the like morale. That's the big M and MWR. Like they was really doing their job. Every month we had like a large event. I think 4th of July and New Year's we had paint parties. I'm like, bro, we're deployed and we're having a serious. And it was just a lot of cool stuff. We had a swimming pool too. That place was cool. It was just hot. The common hashtag there, like if you tagged yourself in a picture, was literally hot ass Africa. And I'm telling you, like it had like 100,000 like posts that said hot ass Africa. Like it was a location. It was
Like that was the geo tag for that. Yeah. What's the hottest you've ever been in, either of you guys, like the temperature wise?
It was one day it was like 117 and
I'd say it had to be around 120 in Kuwait.
And then with the wind chill, it was 125.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I think the hottest, because we left like maybe a little just before like the summer in Kuwait. So I think it got up to like 109, 110. That's the hottest I've ever been in. That's been crazy. I will tell you one thing though, my Dominican homies, y'all would love Kuwait because like hookah is it out there.
Oh yeah.
The restaurants, did you get to go to any of the restaurants out there?
No, yeah. We hit up a souk though. I got to hit up one of the souks.
Okay. Yeah, Marcellus, you said you got to hit up a restaurant?
Yeah, so we had a little extra freedom because I was with a specialer kind of team that went on and off the post a lot more. So gotcha. Yeah, we got to go to, number one, we got to go like to restaurants they had. And then also we would have joint events where they would come on post and bring their food. Like we had a potluck one day, bro.
Yeah.
The best rice I've ever tasted in my life. Ooh. Like I literally had like 5 plates of rice. Just rice.
I believe it. I believe it, man. We did they have hookahs like next to the tables?
So I didn't get to do anything like that, but as far as food, I got to go do that. Yeah. But we didn't get to do like nightlife stuff. So.
Yeah, we in Kuwait we didn't either. But like at every other table where there's people were, they were like smoking hookah with their food. So like, and hummus, bro. I don't know if any of you guys have ever like had hummus, but I was not a fan until I had it out there with the it's called naan, the naan bread.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Yes, food, like, so that I'm a big foodie. I like food. Yes. You know what I mean? I'm a fat kid at heart. So everywhere I go, I like to try new foods.
Same here.
But
I will admit that's what I like about Texas. There are some pretty good places.
Oh yeah. Here. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Overseas, what is some of have you guys ate anything like weird or like not normal?
I ate horse before.
Ate horse. Okay, yeah, I need to hear about this. Continue.
This was in Djibouti, so like you know, when in Rome, do what the Romans do.
So you were in Djibouti eating horse.
Yes, sir.
Got you.
They had like a horse burger or something. Like it was mad random, and I was like, all right, I'll try it. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like amazing.
Yeah, but did it taste like chicken?
No, it did not.
How about you, Renee?
I'm trying to think. I'm like, I don't remember really eating anything too crazy. I did live in Germany when I was younger. That was the first time I ever had rabbit. Or like rabbit leg. And it did look like chicken, except you know how like a chicken bone has kind of like that little ball on the end? Like I guess the little joint, it was missing that.
Yeah,
but yeah, it just looked like chicken. But
where'd you eat rabbit at?
Where was my mom was stationed in Vogue at the time, so it was somewhere out there.
Somewhere in Germany, was it like something in a stew way. Or was it just like fried up?
No, it was like fried. It looked like it was just like a little fried chicken leg.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. See, like you can sort of trick yourself into eating food like that if it looks like something else, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Like I've had tripas. It's pig intestine. You know what I mean? And it's, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know what it was at first, but like, I believe it was crunchy. Like, I thought it was like, you know, like the skin of pork, you know how it gets, like off a penne, you know, it's crunchy. Yeah. I thought it was like that. So I was eating it and they're like, you know what you're eating, right? I was like, yeah, it's pork. They're like, yeah, but you know which part? And I was like, after they told me, I was like, well, I mean, it was pretty good. Yeah, I can't say I wasn't gonna eat it after that because I'd already been eating it, but yeah, I didn't been tricked in eating some pretty weird stuff sometimes. But so where's your favorite place that you have visited?
Oh my God, Thailand.
Thailand? Oh, I want to go to Thailand so bad. Please, how was that experience?
Oh, Jesus, it was so. Friend and I, it was like our final like hoorah, our big trip before we left Germany. We visited Phuket, the Phi Phi Islands, and Bangkok.
Nice.
And, oh, God, from beginning to end, it was just a beautiful trip. When we were in Phuket, we went to an elephant sanctuary because those are my favorite animals. So, and I was in love. I didn't want to leave. I was like, can I just live here with the elephants? Like, leave me. I've got to go on to heaven. Yes, exactly. The Phi Phi Islands, beautiful. You know, it looks exactly like the pictures that you see. The huge green, lush covered mountains, and it was wonderful. I love Thai food, some of my favorite cuisine. So I ate good when I was there.
Yeah.
I ate like so good, and it was so cheap. Yes, I'm like, listen, I recommend everybody go to Thailand because your money goes far. It is cheap. We got massages like every other day. For like $20. It was beautiful. I loved it.
Man, that's so awesome. I want to go to Thailand so bad. See, and the more I talk to people who have been there, the more I want to go.
I want to go back just because I want to go travel more of the northern part of Thailand and check out some of the other temples that they have out there.
Yeah. See, that's my, I'm like a big like temple monk kind of guy. So I want to see like all that kind of stuff.
We did that in Bangkok. We went to a few temples in Bangkok.
Gotcha.
Is it me or Thailand has the most like inappropriate city names?
City names, right?
Yeah.
One looks like the other one, Bangkok. Like, whoa.
Yeah. That's...
What about you, Marcellus, man? What's your most favorite place that you've been to so far?
So every place is kind of different. Like, what as far as what you want to talk scenic, you want to talk partying, like.
Ooh, yeah, right. Yeah, what did you enjoy most? Did you enjoy the scenes or the partying?
I say, like overall, my favorite trip was probably Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Me and my homeboy, I went to Ibiza.
Not make it.
Ibiza.
Me and my Ibiza was dope.
Yeah, me and my homeboy Steve went for our birthdays because we're like 6 or 7 days apart. So we went out there and we was like, okay, we're gonna spend 5 days in Ibiza, have a good time, whatever. Day one, we're out there for the first night, just trying to like get a feel of the place, and we run into people I know. So it goes from a trip of like 2 people to a trip of 6 people. So now we got it's just 6 of us just running through Ibiza for pretty much a week. Like it was awesome. Like
nice,
never smiled and laughed and just drunk so much in my life. Like
for 4 days, yeah, a grand old time, huh?
And everybody was just happy. Like it's like Vegas on steroids. Everybody was happy.
That's what's up, man. Those are always the best places where you can just go and like be chill with everybody there. Eric Lane.
What's up, my brothers? How y'all doing?
What up, my brother? I'm glad you could join us today, man. I always love when the whole team is on, man. How you doing today, my brother?
Yeah, I'm doing well. What about y'all?
Oh man, we chilling, doing man. We got Renee, a good friend of Marcellus, is on here. We got my man Marcellus. You know, we're just talking to people. You know how it goes, brother. You said you've been to Ibiza?
Yeah. Last summer I went to Ibiza. It was pretty good. How was that for you?
Did you take a pill?
No, I did not take a pill. I don't think Uncle Sam would like that. it was a lot of inclement weather, but we definitely enjoyed ourselves when we went.
Yeah,
it was a lot of inclement weather, but it was cool.
What are some of the other places you've been to, man?
I've been to Prague, Ibiza. Okay.
Ibiza.
You
was like all over Italy, huh?
Yeah, Italy. Obviously, Venice, Verona. Paris.
That's one place I really want to go to. Paris, France. That's like, really? That's been on my bucket list. Yeah, I don't know why. Like, because I want to learn to speak French. You know what I mean? So I kind of just want to go to Paris.
Me too.
Yeah, just kind of want to go to Paris. I don't see the Eiffel Tower and stuff. Did you get to experience that?
Yeah, I went. I got to experience. It was pretty nice, man. It was. I was on a mission, and we had a layover in France for like 2 days, man.
Yeah.
And when I was deployed to Chad, I had met some guys with the France Air Force, and so yeah. I was able to bond and connect with them through social media. We linked up,
nice.
Bro. We had a ball out there, man. Like my soldier was like, he didn't want to leave because you know he's from Houston, so you know, like obviously we're deployed, and you know that was his first time really getting exposed like different cultures in a new country.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna be honest. Without the military, I wouldn't have been exposed to the cultures that I've been exposed to. Hey, I mean,
that's a fact.
And I'm kind of glad you said that because it leads me into a point I wanted to hit. Like, it kind of makes you it's cool to see all those other cultures and, like, be submersed in it. And then when you come back to America, it kind of makes you appreciate the diversity. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Would y'all agree?
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
Because it's like in America, you know, in certain aspects, like, blacks are minorities within certain areas in the world. But when you go over there, like, in Europe, there really aren't too many black people over there.
Right. Well, it depends on where you go.
I'm going to say, yeah, it depends.
It depends.
London. Like, they were all over
London.
The UK, yeah. It's so yeah. many black people in England and a lot of parts of the UK.
I heard black people were very loved out there in Germany.
They are. Yeah. Well, black men. Hold on. We talking about Germany? Black men are loved in Germany.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
I think it's pretty culture. Dope.
They really love our culture. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
I mean, they like there's better hip hop spots I've been to in Europe than I've been to in America.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like our culture is deeply embedded in these places. And crazy thing is like sometimes people don't even speak English, but they know every single word to a song.
Hey man, I can't even front. There's some Spanish songs I don't know anything they're saying, but I sound like I know what I'm talking about.
I think that's what's unique about black culture though.
Yeah.
Is that it's accepted universally and you know everyone wants to be a part of it.
You know, everybody wants to be a part of it, but they don't want to be just.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know, gotta mention that because it's too prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
On a lighter note, as we continue, my time in Afghanistan, man, it was like there was nothing there other than the soldiers. You know, because there was you know NATO, so there was Croatian soldiers and things like that, French and German. But other than that, you know, it was nothing but local nationals, you know what I mean? Nothing but people from Afghanistan, you know, and every day you start to see those same people over and over again. It gets tiring, I'm not gonna lie. it gets very tiring, man. So it was real refreshing to come back to America. It made me appreciate so many little things, like grass, for example. You know what I mean? Like there's not a lot of grass over there. So then when I came back, I remember we landed in South Carolina. We got off the plane, and look, I was walking next to the flight line, and I just had to reach down and touch it.
I just had to.
It made me appreciate it so much. And, like, just America as a melting pot, man. And that's why I really don't understand why, you know, we have all this animosity towards each other just because of what we look like. Because if you go somewhere overseas, you're not going to see anybody but those people. So y'all got to enjoy what we got here because it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's crazy that everywhere aside from America, we're viewed as Americans, but in America, we're viewed as black people, African Americans. It's like we're seen as other countries view us as one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's something that definitely needs to change.
Absolutely. That would be a nice change for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's this connection that black people have, and like when you're overseas, because it's not many of us. So you naturally just do that what's up, brother? Like, you know?
Right, yeah. Very true, yeah. You see, you know what I mean? Like, hey, what's good, bro? Like, yeah.
When you be traveling, true. You see a group of black people, like, oh, what's up? How y'all doing? Where y'all from? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's an automatic brotherhood, sisterhood type deal, just right. Family out there.
Facts.
It's a secret society.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see more black people travel back to Africa, though, because I've been in like 9 to 10 countries while I through deployments, and It's a feeling that's like none other, bro. Like, it's just it's just a great feeling, man. I can't even put it into words, believe it or not. Like, I've been to Ghana, Chad, Mali, Central African Republic, Tunisia, Kenya, and a couple other places. I can't remember, bro. It's too many.
So, what was your favorite visitation in Africa?
Say it again.
What was your favorite like place you visited in Africa?
Oh, Ghana, bro. Like, I think West Africa is very diverse when it comes to being similar to American culture. Mm-hmm. They're still colonized by the French. It's like split half and half depending on where you go. But like, when I went to Ghana, man, like, we were able to travel freely. Like, you know, there weren't really too many protection rules. Like, it just felt like I was at home, bro, honestly. Believe it or not, man.
That's what's up.
Home away from home.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it felt like I was at home, bro.
Yeah. On that note,
I'm trying to get there.
Right, yeah, definitely. What was the landscape like there? Because, you know, I don't think they always show what Africa really looks like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you got to realize, like, you know, like, very similar to D.C., like, there are multiple sides to each country that you go to or each city that you visit. In D.C., they're only going to advertise the White House, you know, like, the political side. But, you know, we all know that you got Southeast, Northeast, so forth and so on. So The infrastructure over there was, like, really cool, bro. Like, you know, you had your poor areas, but then every country I've been to, I've only been in the capital. So I can't really attest to the entire country. And obviously, the capital is more profitable and, you know, well off compared to the rest of the country.
Yes.
Yeah, it was cool, man. Like, even some of the clubs, they were pretty dope.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, club in Africa.
Yeah, it's definitely on my bucket list to be out there in Africa.
Yeah, man. The clubs were dope. Like, bro, like, in Ghana, bro, they even had a KFC.
See, man, I would not expect that.
Yeah, but they even had
that at all.
KFC is different overseas, man.
McDonald's is different overseas.
It's healthier.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So much healthier.
You know, I've heard. What's so like, Renee, so is there a different menu?
It's you can always count on there being something more specific to that country being on the menu. Like, when I was in Korea, they had bulgogi burgers.
Ooh.
When I went to where else? I've tried a bunch.
Goldie burger. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that wasn't that bad.
Look, I'm a big fan of bulgogi. So,
in Germany, they had chicken box, which I'm from Maryland.
Bomb.
Hey,
DC.
What part?
I used to live in Waldorf, and then we moved up to like Pasadena, Glen Burnie area, Anne Arundel County.
I grew up in Landover.
Okay. I used to visit Landover all the time. But yeah, so they have a chicken box in Germany. And when I first saw it on the menu, I was like, what? They got but it's literally just like, it's half nuggets and half chicken wings.
Yeah.
And I was like, McDonald's has chicken wings. This is about to be nasty. It was delicious.
Yeah.
It was
that's
amazing.
That's crazy.
I was like, no, Germany chicken boxes are not like, they hit. They're really good.
2 a.m. after the club. And
oh my God.
Hitting,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That or a donor box. Oh my God.
Oh. Don't get me started on donut.
Oh
box.
My God! You drunk?
Donut box.
Donut.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. What's a donut box?
Yeah,
donut.
It's donor. Like donor.
Like
meat.
NER.
Oh, okay. You got to explain.
So it's pretty much they have is lamb. It's usually lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lamb. Sometimes it's chicken.
Yeah. Mm.
But you never know. You just drunk and you eating it. so it's a Turkish kind of food. And then pretty much they add a bunch of vegetables. They'll add like peppers. And then you can also, with a donut box, you can add fries to it. And then They top it off with a special sauce. And It's amazing.
It's something you can get spicy.
Yeah, you can get a spicy too. Yeah, you just like you finish at the club, you have your little 5 euro, you throw that on the table.
Yeah.
go ahead
and you're gonna end your night lovely with a donor box.
Huh? Oh yeah. Yep.
It's like the after spot too. Like everyone's just sitting there chilling, trying to get undrunk.
right. That's what's up, man. Hey, food, I'm telling you, food is the best part about traveling. I mean, for me. Maybe, all right, top three, because I do love, like, the scenery and the history and stuff. But food, I will travel for food. Like, I've driven some hours for some food before.
Same.
Just for some food. Like, Uncle Lou's Chicken. I was in Memphis for a little bit. Uncle Lou's Chicken, man. It's a spot in Memphis, Tennessee. It's off the chain. It is off the chain. It was on Man Versus Food. And, like, for it was like maybe $8. I got like 8 pieces of chicken, but it wasn't eight. I mean, wings, it was 8 whole pieces of chicken. You feel me? Yeah. So I was eating good the whole time I was in there. And I'm seriously considering about making that drive over to Uncle Lou's sometime soon. Just to get some of that chicken.
That sounds good, bro. I had camel, man, in chat.
Oh, you had camel? See, look, you had missed the question we had asked earlier. So you ate camel. How was that?
Honestly, bro, it was very juicy and greasy.
Yeah.
And I guess you can say, like, it's like the signature food of Chad. A lot of Western countries, like, their signature food is like jollof rice. You may see, like, a lot of Nigerians and Ghanaians going back and forth about who has the best jollof rice. But, man, like, when I went to Chad, bro, that camel was, like, A1. It's pretty much like they put a bunch of onions in there. They give you, like, some seasoning to put in the side.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you like a wrap, and you know, you don't have to use a wrap or whatever. It's like bread, I guess, to, you know, like eat with it, but mm-hmm. It was pretty good, man.
That's dope, bro. That's dope. My man ate camel. See, we was over here talking about trying to ride a camel earlier, and then you pop on and you talk about you done ate some fried camel.
Yeah, bro. I think it was smoked. Honestly, it was smoked.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was smoked.
That sounds pretty good. Smoked camel
jerky.
Right. You know what I'm actually a fan of that a lot of people find weird? Eel.
Never had it.
Yep, no? Not a fan. Never had
it? No? I like when I get sushi and stuff, I'm always getting eel. I like the eel. The dragon rolls, they usually have eel on them.
Is it raw?
Nah, it's smoked.
Smoked? Okay.
Yeah, it's smoked. It don't taste bad. It's like octopus, if you've ever had octopus.
Mm.
No?
Yeah, try that. Mm-mm.
No,
you got to alligator?
Yes, I've had gator. I did a move to New Orleans one time, and we stopped at this spot, local spot. Got to hit the local spot, mom and pop shops. Man, yes, that's fried gator tails. Ooh.
Bro, those holding the wall restaurants be A1, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Some of the best food.
I remember there was a spot in Afghanistan when we were stationed in Bagram. They sold the footbread there. I forget what the name of, I think it was Alzheimer's or something like that. But it was like this little mom and pop shop that we could get to from like in the base and whatever. And oh my God, the footbread there was off the chain. Off the chain.
All right, since we're on the topic of food, what's the coolest restaurant y'all been to like traveling?
It was a spot in Kuwait. I really wish I could remember the name. It was a spot I was telling you about earlier. They had like the hookah and stuff, but like the ambiance was like so dope, bro, because it was like you were in a palace, like a mosque, you know what I'm saying? Nice. So like you're walking through and like the interior of the building with like the structure and everything, it was too beautiful to put into words, honestly. And then like we were by the ocean, so I mean you just heard the waves and the seagulls and everything, and there was no window because we were on the second floor, and bro, yeah. it was dope. It was just a dope experience because they just brought food to the table and you just ate. And yeah, it was off the chain. How about y'all?
I ate, we went to the south of France. We were visiting like Nice, Monaco, Cannes, that area. And that whole area is just beautiful. So honestly, no matter where you eat, you get a beautiful ocean view. You get to look at
nice
yachts and just, it was amazing. So I would say south of France area.
France,
probably like one of the most beautiful places I've eaten.
That is always a dope ambiance when you can like eat by the ocean and like I mean, see, like, even in Miami, you know I mean, if you could just see the ocean, it's a cool experience. You know what I mean, just be eating your food by the ocean. It's just, it's dope. What about y'all, fellas, man? What's the cool restaurant that y'all been to?
So I had a mission in Ukraine. So we went to Lviv, and it was me, an officer, and one of my NCOs. So the officer I was with, he was really excited about telling us this restaurant we could go to. And we're like going through the streets. You know, in Europe, all the streets are really small and stuff, and you're trying to like wiggle through or whatever. So we come into this little alleyway, and there's like this long line, and we're like, what the hell's going on? And we finally get to the front, and there's this guy, like, what's the password? You gotta say the password in Ukrainian. And then once you say it, you take a shot, and then you go into the restaurant, and like this freaking wall opens up, and like inside the wall is what used to be like underground headquarters for the Ukrainians when they were fighting Russia to get their independence. Yeah. And I was like, yo, this is
right. That was some 007 stuff, right?
Yeah.
There, bro.
And then like the whole way through the restaurant, they got like all their weapons that they had, and it's kind of set up like looking like military field stuff or whatever. And I mean, it looked like it, but the food was good. It was like Ukrainian, their natural foods or whatever, and it was just really good. And it was cheap. Like everything in Ukraine was super cheap. We went to like 4-star restaurants, so they're playing like violins in the background. We spent like $17 for a 3-course meal. Like it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's wild. See, it wasn't like that in Kuwait. The dollar was pretty weak in Kuwait. What's up, Lane? What about you, man? What's a cool spot you've been to?
I don't know, bro. I can't like narrow it down to like one. I just been to a lot of restaurants, and they all were pretty good.
Yeah. Just the vast diversity of it all.
Mm-hmm. I think if I had to narrow it down, my wife and I, we went on a date when we were in Prague, and it was like a dinner on a ship. We went like 30 minutes out, 30 minutes back.
Nice.
The food they had there was like pretty nice, man. And it wasn't American food. It tasted like goulash. I feel like we did, bro. I can't remember. I'm getting old, man. I can't remember. Yeah, it was pretty good, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've never actually been to Germany, but I do want to try schnitzel in Germany because I've had schnitzel in other places, but I actually want to go to like the native spot where it's made.
It's all right.
Like, is that?
Right? Yeah, I'm like, it's all right.
Yeah. It's nothing. It's nothing to go crazy over.
No,
not really.
You got to make like a German friend and get a home cooked meal from their
mother. Oh, in order for it to be like authentic. Yeah.
Boy, I'm telling you, that's some good food right there.
I heard in Korea, like, if someone gives you cat, that means they like you or dog or something. Like, I don't know. I hear like that's like the signature food out there.
I know they say dog is for the rich, basically.
Like a delicacy.
It's definitely a delicacy out there. So I was like, oh, okay, y'all can have that. I don't want to eat dog.
Right.
That's my homie. My best friend.
Right, that's the homie. If I don't know and it tastes good, I ain't. But nah, man, don't let me know.
Yeah. All right, so funnest experience. Like, some adventures. Yeah, dude, why y'all traveled?
I'm gonna let y'all have this one. Yeah, because like I said, I've traveled for military, so I haven't really gotten to like.
No, but you could count the U.S. too. This is travel.
Oh, okay. That's right.
This
yeah.
is all travel.
Let's see.
Oh.
Yeah, I need some time to think now.
The most fun.
The most fun.
I've had fun in a lot of places, man.
I know, man. Now.
Like, I've had fun in a lot of places. Hold on. You know what's crazy? I think Boston, man. I was working with the DOD and TSA doing a computer refresh. And so I was doing the airports up there in Boston, and I was with a group of guys, real cool, man. And I think it was just a vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, because after work, or I mean, after we finish the job or whatever, we'd all go out, we'd have drinks, and it wouldn't be nothing too crazy, man, but we'd always have, like, a good laugh, and we'd laugh at the customers who asked for stupid stuff, and I think that the most fun I had was in Boston, because we went to so many different spots, and I ate, like, so much good seafood there. It was an amazing time.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I think mine would probably be when I was in college. We had a conference for the Honor Society, and we went to Manhattan in New York. So, like, I was driving, like, a 15-passenger van, bro. Like, we drove from Eastern Shore, Maryland, to New York. That was about, like, a 6-7-hour drive, man. Like, we were dying, bro. Yeah, yeah, like, you know, at that time, I wasn't used to driving. That was before the military. So, right. I was only 20 at that time. On a trip, they were over the age of 21, so they were able to go to the club and everything. And so one night, this one dude was like, hey, he was like, let's go to the club. And I was like, man, I'm not 21. They're not going to let me in. So this particular club let me in. They put a big-ass axe on my hand. And, bro, that was dope, bro. That was my first club experience. Like, that was, my first club experience, man. It was just, like, awesome, bro, because I knew we weren't supposed to be there, and so I kind of had, like, a rush breaking the rules and everything, but it was living cool, on the edge. Yeah. Like, for my first club experience, I think it was Webster Hall, I believe, in Manhattan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun, man.
That's pretty dope. Yeah. That's pretty dope. What about you, Marcellus?
So, I would say probably Prague. So, when I was in Europe, I was doing trips for outdoor recreation. You can volunteer with them, and then you could go on trips for free. Yeah. So this is like my first like long weekend trip, and I was in Prague for 4 days. All I had to do was drive a van, check people into a hotel, and I had 4 days to do whatever the hell I wanted. Right. And the hotel was paid for, all that, right?
So, beautiful.
It was funny because it was a bunch of like older couples and like families and stuff, and then everyone kind of leaves, and it's just me and this one other black dude. And it was my homeboy, Steve. And we wind up, like, traveling, like, 5 or 6 countries together. But that was, like, our first trip that we hung out. So we, like, got to accustom each other at the same time. But we were hanging out. We literally, like, established a schedule that we, like, kind of did every time we traveled. Like, we would go do daytime stuff, take a 2-hour nap, go out to, like, 6, come back, sleep a little bit, go daytime travel, come back. Like, it was just so much fun for, like, 4 days. To the point where we were just, like, tired. Like, all right. Dude. We went to some, like, 5-story club. What's the name of that? You've been to Prague, right, Renee?
Yeah, but I only did, like, a day trip, so I didn't get to go to the club.
There's a 5-story club. It's, like, the biggest club in Europe.
Oh, yeah. I keep hearing about this club.
Like, each floor is freaking a whole club itself.
Really?
And then the bottom floor is like an ice bar. So we took a shot on each floor as we went through. And turns out we had people that I knew that was there in Prague that weekend. So we all met up in that big club, whatever.
Oh,
so
that's
it was
dope.
Just like, and of course, the most jumping floor was the hip hop floor. Like, every floor had a theme. Hip hop floor, everybody was going crazy. Like, it was people from the UK, Chinese people, Japanese people. Like, it was just so like, wow, I didn't know you could do all this. And that's what really made me jump into traveling and love the whole aspect and everything about traveling, meeting all those people and stuff. So.
That's what's up. That definitely sounds like a dope experience there, man, especially because, I mean, you unexpectedly ran into people you ain't know, too.
I don't know how it kept happening in Europe, but it just kept on happening.
How about you, Renee? What's the most fun experience you've had?
It's hard to narrow down just one, just because it for me, it was my group of friends. Marcellus Hunt, he would hang out with us a couple times. I don't know if he remembers the moon party that he went to in Germany. There were like, I want to say, we started off with like 3 or 4 people, and then it ended up being 20 people that just came to my house. Deep. And we went to this full moon party in Germany, and like it was crazy. And then we all came back to my house, and I want to say like 20 people just passed out at my house. That was fun. I did New Orleans for the first time last year. Yeah. That was really fun.
Oh, see, that's one thing I want to do too, New Orleans.
It was right at the start of Mardi Gras, so it wasn't like the actual, you know, like Fat Tuesday week or anything like that. It was right at the beginning, but we still had a really good time. My friends are just wild. So honestly, wherever you take us, like,
right.
we're going to make it fun.
It was a wild
bunch. We are. Listen, you were a part of it.
Don't we would like link up and go out, and if we'd be like 12, 15 deep.
at least.
No, man. See, I need to link up with y'all squad, man, because my squad, I only travel with certain people myself. You know what I mean? Trona and Doria. Those are my peoples. Those are the only peoples that like I travel with, like Miami, Las Vegas, like Houston. Anytime I'm with them, no matter where we go, it's always a good time just because the vibe. Yeah.
It's always same. Same with my friends. My house was the spot in Germany. Everybody would come to my house. We would all meet up pregame, then go run the streets.
Right. The Strasses.
Exactly. Run the Strasses.
I had posted on Facebook about the best experiences are when you can do ratchet stuff with your classy friends.
Yes.
it's so amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go out and, you mean, just wild out for a weekend.
Facts.
It's always the best. What's one thing that somewhere you visited didn't have that made you appreciate that made you appreciate it even more in America? Like, you know how I said I have a deeper appreciation for grass now. What's one thing that that y'all missed out on that you have a deeper appreciation for?
For me, I'm really passionate about interior design.
Okay.
And so just being out in Europe, the architecture.
Yeah.
Just walking through, like, my absolute favorite place to visit, just based off the architecture, was Rome.
Yeah.
Just because usually, you know, when you travel to a city and you go to a touristy site, it's fenced off, it's far away.
Right. You can't get up close to it. You really can't
see anything. Whereas, honestly, in Rome, the city is built around the ruins. So our hotel or our Airbnb, as soon as you stepped out, you were standing right in front of the, what used to be, I guess, the Gladiator School.
Oh, wow.
We were literally right around the corner from the Colosseum. So just walking through, like, just the beauty of Europe, honestly, is the one thing. We have beautiful places here in America, don't get me wrong, but I loved it. Just everywhere I've visited, just taking in the architecture.
Right. That's
the way that people lived. I loved it.
That's dope. Yeah, because I know there's, like, I felt that sort of way in Kuwait, you know, seeing the mosques and stuff, like how that was built. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And I'm sure Thailand had the same thing, huh?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah?
Those temples were breathtaking.
Yeah. See, that's what I want to visit Egypt, too, because I feel like the pyramids and stuff would be cool to see. And, like, how everything like that was built. That's what's up. Yeah, architect is, that's pretty cool. What about y'all, fellas?
I don't know, but I can't think about that one.
No. Yo, I'm going to be real. Indoor plumbing. I have such a deeper appreciation for indoor plumbing. Mine are weird. Like, I appreciate little things so much more. it's such a blessing to be able to just, you know what I mean, get up from my bed and just go use the bathroom.
You know what?
Of my own house.
Overseas made me appreciate, Walmart 24-hour location.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Being overseas, period, because everything closes early or it's just not open on certain days. I'm like, oh my God, like, I need to get a toothbrush.
I need Walmart to go back to 24 hours because it's killing me right now not being
since the COVID out here. Wow.
Oh, for real, bro.
Like, Kobisha.
I don't know. She must be a night owl because I don't know what it is at night that everything has to close now, but right? She out there partying.
So, I would say one thing I really miss, Renee kind of sparked it. On Sunday, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Sunday, like, Germany closes.
Oh, yeah. Nothing.
Like, nothing is open. You can't do much of fucking nothing. You can't even grocery shop on, like, Sunday.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy as fuck. And for me, like, before Germany, Sunday was my day. I go do all my errands. I go clean. I go do you know, just run around and get stuff done.
Yeah.
And you can do it at any given time because everything's all
open. Yeah, always open. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah, full access. Bro, Sunday, you did not. You better go for a walk with your family. Or you can. This would be the worst. Like Saturday hit and you know you got to get all your stuff for errands. So you see everybody and their mama in the PX on Saturday.
Everybody. Yeah. Yep.
Because you have to get it in. Like you have to or you ain't got nothing for Sunday.
That's so crazy.
I miss that from being overseas.
That's pretty interesting, man. It's amazing how much culture changes, you know what I mean, once you cross the pond.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyday life is so different. You know what I mean? Everywhere you go. I mean, just like even somebody like doing laundry. Did you guys have like laundries indoors or?
They made it fairly easy for us. They would give us washers and dryers, more Americanized washers and dryers.
Gotcha.
So we also were given. Well, I lived off base. I know. Marcellus was on base, so
Renee had a penthouse. She had a whole floor that was her closet. Like
I did. I had a 4-story house, and one floor was just
a closet.
Yeah,
That's dope.
For me, it wasn't too bad. Like they gave us American washers and dryers. They gave us a bigger fridge because I don't know why in Europe they believe in having mini fridges all over their house. So it wasn't too bad. It wasn't bad. It was pretty easy for me. But
as far as like washers and dryers, if you got like a German dryer, they didn't dry the same. So like American dryers, they utilize, you know, electricity and they pretty much burn the clothes. Like they just get hot as fuck. But for the German ones, it just rotated the clothes and pushed like ambient air on it. So it never like
fully dried.
Yeah, you have to hang it afterwards. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
That's crazy. What's one place that you guys haven't visited that you really want to visit?
For me, Africa. Just anywhere in Africa. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can dig that. Like I said, Paris for me, but definitely somewhere in Africa as well. And Costa Rica. I keep hearing Costa Rica is beautiful.
I do want to travel Central America for sure. Yeah. Eventually, one day. I don't know. South America too. I haven't been to South America yet.
I want to take my money and live like a king in South America.
Yeah.
Live lovely. Yeah.
Buy a freaking 6-bedroom house for $15,000. Like,
have a penthouse out there, fortress.
Mm-hmm. Next to nothing.
Did you guys travel?
Say again.
Oh, I was gonna ask, did you guys travel a lot as kids?
Yes. No. I did.
Yeah, I didn't. The first time I got on a plane was to go to basic training.
Bro, me too, bro.
Yeah, man.
We didn't even go on family vacation, bro. Like,
yeah.
So I'm the only one that traveled as a child.
Yeah, Renee, what's the youngest age that you first traveled?
So, well, my family's originally from the Caribbean, from the Virgin Islands and the British Virgin Islands. Okay. So, from the time I was a baby, they would take me to St. Thomas, Tortola. I lived in, my mother joined, well, both my parents were in the army. They separated when I was 2 or so. So of course I went with my mom. At the age of 4, I was living in Germany with her. I can't remember half the places she took me in Germany, but I get a lot of my personality from my mom and like, we can't really sit still. So
constantly on the move.
Yeah, always on the move. So I know her, like wherever she went, she would just had my sisters, she would pack us up. Once we moved to the States, we were constantly taking road trips all over the place. So
That's dope.
Yeah, I've been on the move for as long as I can remember.
That's awesome. I encourage everybody to travel. I mean, even if it's just outside of your state to the next state. You know what I mean?
I encourage people with children, especially to travel. I'm like, show your children that there's more.
Right.
Yeah, show them the world.
Right, because there is definitely more, like I said, there's more to life than your local corner store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's way more to life.
What's one thing that traveling has taught you guys? It could be something little, it could be something big.
It's taught me how to pack.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, how to pack. Knowing what's essential and what's mm-hmm. not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, I could agree on that one there. Traveling, I think it's taught me to always keep an open mind and, you know, never to judge by off of looks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like I said earlier, I've been to some mom and pop shops that, you know, from the outside, you wouldn't think the food in there was as slamming as it was. You know what I'm saying? And if they, it probably wasn't the safest part in the neighborhood either, but, but you know, you can't judge just based off of looks. You know what I mean? You got to give everything a chance because you never know what you're missing out on.
Mm-hmm.
About to
pretty much summed it up for real. I was gonna say something very similar, but you summed it up.
Yeah, you know, I tend to do that sometimes. You know,
I would say, I learned that. You know, sometimes you gotta like do it by yourself. Like I'm a person that always like to be in groups and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I found that I wanted to travel so bad, and like you start off with 10 people, and then you know you start dwindling. The next, you know, you going by yourself, and it's like, mm-hmm. all right, fuck it, I'm going. I'm going. So
yeah,
sometimes I just learned like sometimes you just gotta be independent. I learned independence through travel, for sure.
Sure, that's what's up. And you know, even just moving, you know, that teaches you independence too. Just being out there in the different spots, you know, having to get accustomed to different things definitely teaches you independence, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, sure. So y'all know it takes a miracle to plan a vacation with black people.
Oh man! Oh man!
You ain't lying. Oh my god!
I mean, I'm guilty.
Yeah, even a weekend trip, man.
Hard as hell.
Hard. Yes.
Oh, man. Got people bluffing, don't respond. I ain't got no money this month.
It blows my mind how we used to have like family reunions and you know have 100 plus people show up.
Right. So, I mean,
wow.
It was different back then though, because you got to think social media, they weren't as connected. So you mean you kind of wanted to link up with those people even more because you didn't have the access to them all the time?
That's true.
You know what I mean? So it was like that personal touch. I think social media takes us out of reality a lot. You know what I mean? Because things like that, like, oh, well, you know, I won't go, but, you know, I'll see what's going on through Facebook or whatever. And things like exactly. that. You know what I mean? But no, that's for sure. You definitely got to – it's definitely hard to play with black folks, though, because there's been a couple trips that I've been on where it was supposed to be like 10 plus people, and then when it came down to it was just like 5. But it's always that core group. Bro. It's always that core group, and the trip always ends up turning out to be dope.
Once you find your tribe.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Yes,
that I think that's the key to travel, because you can travel to a fun place and not have a good time. But I think definitely the group. I think the group is like a major key to traveling, like to you having a good time traveling.
You gotta find people you mesh with, man.
Right, mm-hmm. And people who are willing to, you know, experience the local stuff. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to go somewhere and just, you know, sit in a hotel room and
eat McDonald's.
Eat McDonald's every meal and chicken fingers. You know what I mean? Like,
I hate that shit, bro. I hate that.
Yeah, man, nobody wants to do that.
But, so where's the first Positivity Spartan trip gonna be to?
Oh man, hey, what's up, man? Where y'all trying to link up, man?
Well, first, Kovisha got to calm down.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we'll have to plan that. Yeah,
she ghetto, man. She ghetto.
He said Kovisha.
I can't even leave 120 miles right now. So.
Sister Rona.
You can't. They're not letting y'all leave, myself.
No.
Oh no. I'm actually about to meet up with Kayla at the end of the month, and we're gonna take a road trip down to Charleston. Her family's down there, so I was like, and I haven't been to South Carolina since I was like 7.
Where are you currently?
I'm in San Antonio right now.
Oh, I miss Texas. Oh my
God. Really? We talked about that earlier. Man. I hate this place. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, she ready to leave.
I am ready to go.
Oh my God. Man, me and Hub used to have so much fun at Fort Hood.
Yeah, man, for sure.
I love Dallas. I love Dallas, but other than that, I was just like, Austin is nice. I haven't visited Houston yet.
You'll love
Houston. You're missing out.
Yeah,
that's gonna change your whole perspective.
Houston. I know. Hopefully I'll make it. I got like 4 or 5 months left. So
hit up the Breakfast Club, get you a mimosa. Yeah.
That's all I want. I just want to go eat.
The hip hop music.
Yeah, oh for sure. Breakfast Club.
Yeah, Houston has a bunch of hole in the wall spots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of black owned businesses out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely is a good spot. Renee, since we wrapping up, we getting close to time. Is there anything you want to share with the people? You know, just a little positive message or something, advice you could give about traveling or like insight from your travels that you can leave with the people?
Stay open because it's different. You know, everyone goes expecting to find everything to be like America, and it's not. Yeah. I'm like, just be open, have fun, embrace their culture. That's what foreigners love when we visit their country. We're not trying to force them to be like us. We are embracing what they have to offer. So
yes,
just go have fun, embrace it, be open.
I love it. Couldn't have said it any better myself.
Thank you.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you, Renee, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh yeah, no doubt. It was definitely dope to have you on. You know, you brought a spark to the podcast, and we appreciate you for coming on.
I try.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, positivity, prosperity, don't do crack.